everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're making pizza pepperoni rolls, and they are super, super easy, and kids absolutely love them. So let's get started. Let me go ahead and explain all the ingredients we're gonna need. We're not gonna have too many ingredients, so that's why it's gonna be really fun, easy, and a quick recipe. So let's get started. I have here a packet of Rhodes dinner rolls. They are absolutely amazing to use. You can stuff with these anything. Stuff these with anything, basically. So I have my I bought the one that is 36 should be 36 rolls inside. Now, in case if you don't get the Rhodes dinner rolls, if you can get pizza dough, that would work. Otherwise, you can. I do have a video on versatile dough that you can use for anything. I also have a tandoori roti that you can use the same dough recipe if you want to go all homemade. But I just wanted to make this really quick and easy. I have my oven preheating at 375 degrees. Now the package says 350 degrees, but I usually go 375 just because my oven runs a little cooler. So, you know, just play around with your temperature. You know, I think you should be okay with between 375. And I've also baked these at 400 when I have filled them up with ground beef. So it should be okay. So to this, we're gonna need the dinner rolls. We're gonna need some, I have here cheese that is the Mexican style, but really you can use whatever. This one really is really good because it's got the Monterey Jack and you know, it's got the queso blanco, and so that's why I like using this. You could use mozzarella, you could use whatever you like. Now I have, of course we can't have pork, I have beef pepperoni here, and what I did with this was I kind of put them in a shallow pan, and I just pan fried it to the point where I got the some of the fat out of it. And the reason why I did that is just because I don't like the amount of fat that is in pepperoni. You can completely skip this if you don't want to do this, but I just did it because I feel like I just wanted to take out the fat. And then when I also put it in my paper towels, I want to show you, you know, this is all that fat that really came out of it, you know, all that fat. So that's the reason I kind of pan fried it and tried to take out as much grease out of it as much as I could. And then here I have got some jalapeno slices, and that's about it. Now, if you wanted to go ahead and change it up by putting mushrooms and stuff in it, it's all up to you. But these are just some of the ingredients that my kids love. And so I thought, you know, let's just do this. Now, I do not add the sauce in there, the pizza sauce in there. But what you could do is when they're baked, you know, you can use the pizza sauce or tomato ragu, pasta sauce or whatever, as a dipping sauce for the buns. So let's get started. They're extremely easy. I have one egg here that I've beaten up that we're going to use to put on top of our rolls so they look really nice. And also, very, very optional, I'm going to be sprinkling them with oregano. So it's very, very optional. If you like, you can. If you don't, leave it out. So basically, these are amazing because they come pre-rolled in like small, tiny balls here, which is really perfect because they're so individual, and you know, you can do so much with these. They're just amazing. So the days when, you know, you just don't have much time and you just kind of want to make a quick something quick for the kids snack, this would be perfect. So then what I did was I take one pepperoni, put that on the bottom, and then I add a jalapeno on top of that, and then I add another pepperoni on top of that. And then just want to take some cheese, just put it on top, and then just roll it up just like this. And these are great because I usually bake them and then freeze them. And when the kids want, they can just take it out and put it in the small toaster oven if they like, or, you know, put it in the microwave. But usually like them to put it in the toaster oven so they become really nice and they don't become soggy at all. So a great homemade snack for kids. And this bag was around $4, about $4.30, I think. And then I think if you buy, you usually get like a 40 cents coupon in there too. So for $4, I mean, I think it's pretty good deal if you're running on a tight schedule. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish these up. We're going to come back because I want these to puff up. And once they puff up, we're going to go ahead and put the egg wash on there, sprinkle the oregano leaves, and then stick them in the oven. So we're back here. Excuse me. We got these out of the oven and they look amazing. We also sprinkled them with a little bit of oregano on top, and we brushed it off with the eggs. They're really nice and soft, and I'm not very much of a pepperoni person, so I'm gonna have Sumaya give it a try. So, how is it? Yeah? So basically, we forgot the dipping sauce. Let me quickly get the dipping sauce, okay? So Sumaya, take another bite. Okay, so got the dipping sauce, and this is what I was gonna say, that you know, you can serve it with the dipping sauce. So you can see here, see how, you know, they've cooked up really well. They've got the jalapeno in there, and then the cheese and the pepperoni, and then, you know, the kids can always just put a little bit of the sauce on there. And so I'm gonna try it with the sauce. Do you like it with the sauce, or do you like it without the sauce?
Both.
Both? You really like them? Okay, that's great. So make sure you guys give this a try. Get your kitchens, get your kids in the kitchen and start cooking with them this summer. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great video. Thank you then.